Good day, journal. You always serve your life best by moving at your own pace. Others can serve as a de facto pace setter, as in the premier international track and field events. However, regardless of who sets the pace, you must learn to run your race and prepare yourself to run the race for your best life. It generally is your best life, that is, like being a world-class runner. You can't run another's race, but must run your race. You must run the race as you train, based on your meticulous preparation, as if winning is the only way to qualify for the next race, a new day. Too often daily, too many people try to run the race of life at another's pace. So frequently, we love comparing ourselves to others who are not in our same class. As beginners, we compare ourselves to champions. As champions, we compare ourselves to the all-time greats. Comparisons work for goal setting. Comparison otherwise can be detrimental to running your best race each day. We regularly act as if how we run the race for our best life today has no impact on tomorrow's race. Moreover, we behave as if there is no connection between whether the Creator will invite us to rerun the race on a new day and whether the Spirit invites us to run again tomorrow. Ignoring or denying the connection between how we run life's race today and whether the Spirit invites us to run again tomorrow is unwise. You were in the amateur classification when you began running the race as a writer and speaker. You didn't know what you were doing other than believing you could write and speak. It was like walking on an Olympic track, touching the Mondo surface, and observing how daunting running one lap at your maximum speed would be. You knew before you started, as you would tell your child about your place in the events classification every time he embarked on a new thing. You don't have to worry about being the worst person, you would tell him. You are the worst competitor. The good news is that you have nowhere to go but up. You can't get worse than last place. In time, however, you improved, like your child who participated in youth sports. You went from writing and speaking as a proverbial last place runner to a decent amateur. By consistently giving your time, energy, and attention to the rule of deliberate practice, you put your 10,000 hours into being competent. Yes, you went from the amateur level to the intermediate level. Intermediate for you meant that you were not yet a good writer or speaker, but one transitioning to being good. You were, at the very least, capable of not embarrassing yourself. You could write grammatically correct paragraph or two, and you could speak without the annoying hmms. You know what I'm saying? And the all too common leading witness statement. Right? Yes, you were on the come up. You were on the precipice of greatness. Like a burgeoning runner, people were starting to notice your writing and speaking prowess. You received invitations to write for local and small publications, and eventually, well-known national newspapers and magazines. You went from free speaking gigs to being paid to speak at conferences held by major not-for-profit organizations and Fortune 500 events. You were no longer, as you told Naeem at the beginning of all new competitive pursuits, you were no longer the worst of the worst. Today, who you are is no longer in question. You have prepared and run so many figurative races that your status as a serial, best-selling, award-winning author and renowned global public intellectual is not breaking news to anyone. Who you are is well known and well respected. What you are is well compensated and handsomely rewarded for your writing prowess and cunning linguistic skills. Still, what folks know less about is the realization you came to long ago that living your life just as you always imagined was about running your metaphorical race. To be or not to be is not the only question that interrogates the meaning of life. whether to run your race or not to run your race is a question one must contemplate daily. Will you run your race with all that is in you? Do you know if you have a winning strategy? Do you foolishly think running your race is about beating others? Do you understand that running your race's primary aim is to achieve your personal best? In the world of track and field, runners run for time. Competition is not about the runner's competition. It is about oneself. Can you be better than you've ever been? Can you set a new standard for your life? Can you achieve a PR today? Today, the question for you is just that. Can you achieve a PR today? Do you have it in you to maximize your unlimited, God-given ability so that you might reach a personal record on this day? Is the personal record for helping, serving, and making sure others know that their lives matter inside you? Are you up to the challenge today to snap bubbles over your face from laughing aloud? Love with the loveliest, doviest, passion-fueled feeling ever? Live like your hair is on fire, and as though you are desperate to run down the opponents running ahead of you in pursuit of an Olympic gold medal. Such is the way you must run the race of your life. You must train for this day every day without excuse, exception, or equivocation. You must train purposely and passionately in mind, body, and soul for the race. Runner, take your marks. Get set and bang! Now run your race. Run like your life depending on you setting a PR, because it does. Everything is riding on how you run the race for your best life today. Are you ready to give your personal best effort once again to live your life just as you always imagined?
Reflect and write. If your performance today determined if you were invited back to the starting line of life tomorrow, would we see you again? Would you be among those who qualified to get back in the starting blocks? Even if running isn't your thing, you should consider Nate's questions to evaluate if you're ready to qualify for tomorrow's race. Will you run your race with all that is in you? Do you know if you have a winning strategy? Do you foolishly think running your race is about beating others? Do you understand that running your race's primary aim is to achieve your personal best? Now act. Before you move through this day as if everything is riding on how you run the race of your best life, you must clearly understand what your best life entails. Are you ready to give your personal best effort once again to live your life just as you always imagined? Let's get started on identifying what will make your life its best. Spend the next 15 minutes envisioning and writing what your best life looks like. Where do you live? How do you spend your days? With whom are you sharing your time? What is the state of your mind, body, and soul? Now, let's bring it to fruition. You can begin by taking Nate's 5-day wake-up challenge. Visit www.nathanielaturner.com to get started on running the race for your best life. Now journey forward.